Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
1, 2, 3. Breathe in. Hold it. And release. Namaste. Hi, angels! Welcome back to my channel. If you are new here, still just like in shock mode because like 100K, what's happening? If you guys do not follow me on Instagram, which you totally should, that will be right here. And also, the reason why I mentioned that is because I asked for you guys' feedback and input on what you guys would like to see in regards to the merch. So we are very close to launching it. I did order the samples, which should be coming either tomorrow or the day after that. And I've received so much feedback already, which I will be implementing into the actual launch. I'm very involved in this process as I want you guys to be too. It means more to me than you guys could ever fathom, ever even fathom. Also, do not forget to turn on your post notifications so that you guys are notified every single time that I post. I actually went live on Instagram and YouTube. So that's pretty cool. I absolutely loved interacting with you guys and it meant so much to me to hang out with you all. It made my day so much better. I am feeling very good, guys. I'm feeling very rejuvenated, very, very good mentally, everything. So that's always a plus. And you guys are here to watch this video. So let's get right into it. So we're gonna talk about 5 ways to set boundaries, okay? Because I get a lot of questions in regards to this, and I noticed that based upon all the different stories that I read from you guys in my consults, I realize a huge major thing that a lot of people do seem to skip or may not understand is the fact that they lack boundaries. And this has happened to myself, this has happened to many of us. It's not really anything to look down on anyone for, but if you know better, you're gonna do better, okay? So this is not really in any particular order, but I would say the number one way to set boundaries is with your time. Taking time away from an individual, taking time away from whether that be a family member, pretty much any sort of dynamic where you feel like you need to regroup and have some solitude. What that will enable you to do is it will give you clarity of where the boundaries need to be set because what you allow will always continue. I get so many stories of, oh my gosh, I did notice this behavior pattern early on in our relationship and I didn't really say anything. And so I kind of just felt like, you know, it wouldn't happen again. And the older that I'm becoming, I'm really realizing how important communication is, even in those moments where you don't feel comfortable mentioning how you feel. And this goes for myself too. I think that especially when you have come out of a situation where you may have felt like you weren't able to express yourself, you sort of carry that into your other relationships, especially romantically, where you sort of shut down in fear of that person's reaction being like the one before. And it's sort of a form of protection, you know, but in essence, what it does is when it's not followed, meaning when you are not communicating effectively, when you're not taking that time out to separate yourself from a toxic dynamic, it will always continue. So number two, I would say, is choice power. This is huge. Choice power, we all have it. What does Oprah Winfrey call it? The disease to please. You gotta stop having the disease to please in every aspect of your life. Because when you're constantly pleasing other people, you tend to put the responsibility on other people, whether you're conscious of it or not. And what that tells me is someone that's constantly always doing what someone says just because someone said to do it, it means that you have no boundaries. You lose yourself, and you will lose yourself in every single dynamic and individual that you encounter because you don't have any sort of line of demarcation, you know, of what separates what you will do versus what you wouldn't do, what you will accept versus what you wouldn't, all of those things. So in essence, when you blame someone, it creates an illusion that you're not actively making the choice if there is an undesired outcome. I hope I'm making sense. Because in essence, when you're constantly doing what someone else says, think of it like this. Someone said, you know, go run this errand for me, and you knew that you couldn't do it, but you did it anyway because you would feel bad if you didn't do it for them. You end up late to your next appointment, and now you blame the other person saying, well, if I didn't go to the store for you, then this would have never happened. Or let's say you lost your cell phone or something happened to you while you were running that errand for that other person. And now you're blaming that other person because it's like, if I never did this for you, then I would not have to deal with whatever this undesired outcome, you know, was. But at the end of the day, you have the choice power to say, hey, I would like to, or I would love to, but I actually can't because I have somewhere to be for this time and running this errand is going to make me late. That way you're in control of your decisions and what's happening. You don't have to place the blame on anyone else. So you need to always choose to respect your boundaries. The choice is yours. Number three, respect your intuition. You guys already know how I feel about this. I am a huge, huge advocate of trusting your gut and your intuition because it is usually never wrong. And too many times, too many instances, we ignore our intuition. And I think that's honestly a part of, you know, growing up and just, you know, life in general, because it's only but so many times that you can ignore how you really feel and you're constantly putting off the things that are in your heart in every aspect of life before you realize, okay, yeah, let me start paying attention to what it is that I'm feeling. Especially if you're someone that wants to become aligned with yourself and centered with yourself and very self-aware, you have to lean into your intuition and your inner voice. That is a boundary. Because if something is telling you don't do something and you feel like you're going to go and do it anyway because of whatever feelings you're feeling, you feel compelled to make this decision because everybody says you should do it, but you don't feel like it's right for you. And I can attest to that. I remember before I started my journey on this channel, I was so lost and I didn't know what I wanted to do anymore, I felt like, because in my head, so many people were telling me that, you know, everyone wants to do YouTube. YouTube is so overly saturated. So what's going to, you know, help you stand out? And everyone has their own idea of how they think, you know, YouTube is, or for anyone's career choice for that matter. Everyone has their own, you know, opinion of it. But a lot of the times you have to consider the source, and a lot of these people are projecting their fears onto you. And it's not all the time necessarily coming from a negative place. Not saying that it's, you know, not come from a negative place, because sometimes it does, but that's not always the case, you know, across the board. So you have to be able to trust yourself enough to know that this is what I feel in my heart and this has got to work for me. okay? And luckily for me, I've had, you know, amazing people, you know, in my inner circle that were able to steer me, you know, in the right direction. Because when you're really lost and you're just really lost in the sauce and super confused, it really is difficult to have boundaries because you don't really know where they start or where they end. You don't even have an idea of what you would and wouldn't accept because you kind of are always having this inner battle within yourself of, well, I might as well just try anything because I don't really know what I want to do. And then if the outcome is undesired, it sort of lowers your self-esteem, or it's just a lot of blows, you know, to the ego that you have to take when you're kind of in a very lost and confused state. And I also want to say this as a general rule of thumb, everybody is going to go through a confused and lost state. Everybody is going to go through a phase of feeling lost and letting go of what they once knew and, you know, life as they knew it. Everybody is going to go through that phase. That is one of the things that I call, you know, life struggles that you cannot skip because it's going to build character. There is no great journey. There is no great success story without failure. Not one. And I can promise you that. So again, please always respect your intuition because that's also respecting yourself and acknowledging how you feel, because that's important and that matters. And the reason why I'm bringing this up also is because this is going to carry on into all of your relationships, every single one. Number four is self-care. So aside from, you know, the physical aspect of it, because that does matter. And when I say the physical aspect of it, I mean like working out, sweating those feelings out. I have been getting very active lately and I forgot how good it feels to just like run those feelings out, to sweat those feelings out. And for some reason, working out makes me pretty emotional. So I'm not currently at the gym doing these things. I work out in my house, and I also do have a gym in my house too. So I can work out in my room or I can work out in my gym. It's just very, very therapeutic, and it really gets rid of those, you know, emotions and allows you to feel those emotions. And the way that I explain working out actually is doing something that you know is good for your body, but you're struggling to get through it and you're feeling this inadequacy sometimes of, I cannot do this. Like, I can't do that one more rep, or I cannot run that extra minute. I cannot run that extra mile. And in retrospect, when you look at it, I believe that it corresponds to life in the sense where you're going to go through so many different times in your life where you're going to feel like you cannot do something, but you know that there's a desired outcome and that there's going to be certain things that you will have to do, certain things and experiences that you will have to endure in order to get to where you need to go. Do what you need to do so you could do what you want to do. And that's how I kind of view it. So when it comes to self-care, not only is that treating your body with respect, honoring your body, which is respect, but when you realize that you took the time out to really invest that into yourself and you took the time out to really put those workouts in and eat healthy, you're naturally going to be way less tolerant of certain things because you know how hard you worked for that one goal, which in essence makes you feel like you can conquer so much more. Do you need solitude? That's a part of self-care. Acknowledging the fact that, you know what, I'm very overly stimulated, you know, this week, today, I need to take a break. And it happens to all of us. It happens to me all the time, honestly. And I respect myself. And before I would fight against that and think, oh, no, like and then I would just get more angry and frustrated. And now I'm like, you know what? Today, I don't feel like doing anything. I just want to lay in my bed. Like, And I acknowledge that, you know, I can't be like an everyday thing, but there are certain times in life where you just have to respect what it is that your body's feeling. I posted the other day on Instagram and it said, if you don't learn to take a break, your body will choose a day for you. And I was like, oh, like that's so true. Your body is going to take that day on its own if you don't slow it down. And you don't take time to take inventory and just reflect and just breathe, okay? It's so important. Breathing itself is so important. It's very important. Like, just breathing, you know? Just do it with me. One, two, three. Breathe in. Hold it. And release. Namaste. I digress. Lastly is number five, seek professional therapy. Yes, there's absolutely nothing wrong with seeking professional therapy. That is also going to help you implement boundaries that are tailored to your life as well. You know, it's going to help you differentiate rational versus irrational thoughts, and in essence will make you a healthier individual mentally, and it will also allow you to deal with all the situations that you encounter in your life in a healthier manner. They say that all the people that go to therapy are going for the people that refuse to go. And I am a huge mental health advocate. I don't know if you guys know this, but I am certified in mental health. And it's very important that the stigma behind seeking professional therapy is removed, which I personally believe it kind of is, because if you don't have your mind, you don't have anything. And it doesn't matter how much money you have. I mean, I'm being so serious. Your mind and your mental health is actually more important than I would even say finances are. Because if you don't have your mind, how are you going to be able to achieve any sort of success rationally, any sort of greatness? How are you going to be able to nurture your body, yourself, and your interpersonal relationships? How are you going to be able to do that and fulfill the, you know, your role in society if you're not healthy mentally? You just can't. So I personally think, you know, that you guys should definitely talk to somebody. Everybody needs to talk to somebody, because no man is an island and you cannot hold everything in. Let's say you're the type of person, you feel like, I don't want to tell everyone my problems. Well, that tells me that you're extremely guarded and that you have no one around you that you can trust, or that you are having an irrational thought and you feel like there is no one around you that you can trust. And feelings are not always, you know, that reliable sometimes. This is not intuition I'm talking about. I'm talking about just irrational negative feelings of no one likes me, no one trusts me, I trust no one. Things like that are not rational feelings, and they're not positive things to constantly ingrain your brain with. So when you're talking to a therapist and a professional therapist, they will help you deal with all of your dynamics in a healthier way. And we all need people in life that are going to be more compassionate and more educated, even in regards to mental health, because it will affect every aspect of your life. We need more people that are going to communicate better. We need more people that are going to be okay with being vulnerable in certain situations. We need more people that are going to heal from their past traumas. We need more people like that. So be one of those people. Be one of those people. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. So, my beautiful angels, that is the end of this video. I hope you guys have enjoyed. Let me know what you guys want to see next in the comments section below. Thank you guys so much for hanging out with me. As you already know, that I love you and God loves you. And I'll see you guys in my next video. Mwah.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.